This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for full clarity on Wednesday on the circumstances of the crash of a Russian plane in a Russian border region, killing all 74 on board, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war.
Очевидно, що росіяни граються із життям.
Zelensky said in his nightly video broadcast, "It's clear that the Russians are playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners, the feelings of their loved ones, and the emotions of our society." Russian officials accuse Ukraine of deliberately shooting down the military transport and said it was carrying Ukrainian POWs due to take part in a swap. Qatar says gas shipments are being affected by U.S.-designated terrorist group Houthi assaults as U.S.-flagged vessels are attacked off Yemen. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
One of the world's top exporters of liquefied natural gas is warning that its deliveries have been affected by ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The statement by Qatar Energy comes as an explosion struck near two U.S.-flagged vessels on Wednesday, traveling through a crucial strait near Yemen. The British military says no damage or injuries have been reported, and no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion has fallen on the Houthis. Officials with direct knowledge of the attack, who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, identified the vessel as the U.S.-flagged Maersk Detroit. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Israeli tank attack on a United Nations center sheltering thousands of displaced Palestinians has killed at least 9 people and wounded 75 others in Gaza's second largest city, a senior UN humanitarian official said Wednesday. This is VOA News. Qatar has said it's appalled by leaked remarks made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in which he criticized the country's mediation efforts with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The public spat Wednesday complicates already tough negotiations meant to halt the hostilities in exchange for a hostage release. Sensitive talks mediated by Qatar and Egypt were underway in an effort to advance a potential agreement that might offer some respite in the devastating 3-month-old war. Continuing attacks along the Lebanon-Israel border are prompting warnings of an escalation that could unleash a wider conflict in the region. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
Lebanon's caretaker foreign minister, Abdullah Abu Habib, in remarks to the Council on Foreign Relations in New York this week, linked the retaliatory aerial bombings to the war in Gaza.
It is minor fighting, and I don't think the intention is to have a big war. It has to do also with what's going on in Gaza.
However, analyst Dania Khalia-Khati points to Israel's increasing use of targeted assassinations of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders in Lebanon, like Wissam At-Tawil and Saleh Arouri, as potential triggers for a wider conflict with Hezbollah. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said she plans to stay in the race for the Republican Party presidential nomination despite losing Tuesday's State of New Hampshire primary to frontrunner and former President Donald Trump. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Haley vowed to fight on rather than drop out of the race. Trump won New Hampshire's primary contest Tuesday night, but not by the margins he'd hoped for a knockout blow, beating Haley by about 11 percentage points. That's a far narrower margin of victory than the former president and current Republican frontrunner enjoyed in the Iowa contest, and Haley is counting on it giving her the momentum to continue.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go. And the next one is my sweet state of South Carolina.
The next big test will likely be the South Carolina primary, where one average of polls put Trump 37 points ahead of Haley.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. A U.S. fishing charter in the state of Alaska has paid $900,000 in a settlement with the federal government, which alleged one of their guides started a wildfire in 2019. Federal prosecutors say a guide started a campfire despite knowing there was a high fire danger at the time. Investigators determined the fire started when the guide failed to properly extinguish the campsite. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.